starting off with our recap of the three biggest hits in the country last week. And at number three last week was this monster hit.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, along with Christina Staffo. We continue our conversation with Carrie Kasem, the daughter of the late Casey Kasem. And Carrie, you were telling us what happened after you were able to get in to see your father, what his wife Jean did next.
Well, that night at 2:30 in the morning, his wife Jean Kasem came in with a nurse and her daughter, and they took him out, unhooked his feeding tube, unhooked him, put him in a wheelchair. This is all on videotape, by the way. The hospital has this on videotape. Doctors tried to stop her. The staff there tried to stop her. They said, you have to sign this against medical advice. She wouldn't sign anything. She wheels him out, throws him in the back of an SUV, doesn't get in the SUV with him, gets in the SUV with her boyfriend in the back. And they take off. And that's where you heard the reports he's missing. We couldn't find him. We didn't know where he was. He needed medical treatment. So we knew that she had taken him back to the house. Then she drove him. Well, she didn't. A nurse and housekeeper and my half-sister drove him to Las Vegas, sitting upright. This is a man who needed a special mattress so he didn't get bed sores. He needed a feeding tube. He needed, you know. So my dad at this point is getting very ill. By the time they get to Vegas, he has blood in his colostomy bag.
Oh, God.
He's severely dehydrated. There's not enough nutrients for dumping in sure and water down his feeding tube. And his back is opening up to a massive bed sore. And then the lung infection sets in. But that's not, let's not get him to a hospital there. Let's put him on an airplane and get him to Washington State. And that's where you found them in the house that he was in.
Now, what really gets me is how the law falls so short. I mean, the hospital knows that this man is being put into mortal danger being taken out.
It's on camera. There's proof. There's evidence that she is abusing
him.
How is she not in jail?
That's why I won.
That's amazing.
No, that's why I won. If you have a good lawyer will tell you will never win over a spouse. It is so rare that you would win conservatorship, guardianship over a spouse. It's a 1% chance because the doctor at that hospital wrote a letter saying she is not acting in the best interest of her husband, Casey Kasem. She has put him in harm or possible demise. She could basically kill him. That's the whole letter was she's going to kill him if this continues. The judge read that. Then the judge looked at my Jean Kasem's attorney and said, where is your client? And he goes, I don't know. The judge says, Judge Murphy, you don't know where Jean and Casey Kasem are?
That's amazing.
I don't know. They didn't tell me. You don't. And then he goes, she says they're going out of the country. He turned to me. He read that letter and he goes, you know, you've got conservatorship over your father. And
that's
the only way I won is she was going to kill my dad.
It's amazing that he survived the ride to Las Vegas. I mean, considering the situation.
What's terrible is that you only won after it got to that point.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The law should be preventing it from getting to that point.
But now, and then let me say this, if anybody's listening to this and you're being isolated from a parent, you're being isolated from a loved one, write me at KasemCares.org. It's so important. Every single letter counts, and I'll tell you why. So that's KasemCares.org, and it says share your story. It can be public. It can be private.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to a legislator's office in a state and they say, we don't need this bill here. We don't need it. You know, we've got bills in place, and I'll put down 100 or 200. I'll put a stack of letters down, and I'll say, really tell these people that you know, everything's okay and that they have laws that will protect them. And every single time, they change their mind. Every time. Now, the bill has passed in Texas. The bill has passed here in California. So, and the bill, a similar bill we lobbied for in Iowa, has passed.
Give us that website one more time, the address where people can reach out to you if they have a problem and if they want to get in touch with you.
It's Kasem, K-A-S like Sam, E-M like Mary, KasemCares.org or .com. Either way, it's going to get you there.
Okay.
KasemCares.org. And there is, for people that really aren't experiencing elder abuse but want to help me stop it, want to help the organization stop it, there's a pledge. It will take you 30 seconds. You put in your name, you put in your information, and you hit take the pledge. And it's right there on the first page. When you go to casemcares.org, take the pledge. It's right there. It takes you 30 seconds, and we're trying to get 5,000 signatures. Because not only will all those stories help, people that sign this petition, it will help. Every name counts.
Well, Carrie, thanks so much again. We really appreciate your time today. It is such a valuable conversation that we now have begun in this country. And hopefully, and we have begun to make a difference, and hopefully we can protect everybody out there that does need this protection. Carrie Kasem, yes. Thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you both, and I want you two to take the pledge, too.
We
so
will.
Go
yes,
after reading, you
we
know,
will.
Not fair. You got to take the pledge.
We will.
We will.
Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Why are you so busy today? Research shows it's because we're horrible at predicting the future demands on our time.
So we say yes to requests for our time in the future because we think we'll miraculously be less busy then. When the future becomes the present, we're shocked that we've overcommitted ourselves again.
You can avoid this trap by asking two simple questions. First, if you had to do this tomorrow, would you still say yes? If bringing it closer to the present makes you hesitate, don't commit to it.
Second, what will you say no to in order to do it? Will you sleep less, spend less time with your family, skip your next vacation? Be realistic about what you can do.
And only do it if it moves you closer to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. An entire town for sale. Asking 250 large. There is a catch. Look for the listing under Fool and His or Her Money, our soon-parted real estate. It is in South Dakota. Are you interested? Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. 6.1 Ghost Town Acres. Price slashed from $399,000 to $250,000. SWETT. Sweat. Part of a divorce settlement. 100 miles from Sturgis. Don't count on setting up a biker campground. Post office yanked the mailroom in 1945. Bar doesn't have a liquor license. New shiny town sign to replace the ones with bullet holes. New owners must love prairie dogs. Get IO on it.
I need a beer first.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.